I'll transfer the time and everything down here.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I did. Of course, it just, they got in now then. And that was all psychiatric, and I really, I think enjoy is not a good word. I learned so much, and I felt so grateful for the opportunity of being there, because you know of a lot of people that they just don't take on. But I think now they have to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason not to.
Then that means that you've been here in Augusta since the war. Hmm? Have you traveled a lot? You mentioned Europe earlier.
Oh, yes. But you see, even during the war, with gasoline ration, I came home 4 times a year to see the family.
Uh-huh.
And this was always my home address.
Uh-huh.
Because I did move around,
uh-huh.
mostly, I guess, for experience. Oh, yes, let's see. And let me do it this way. Grandparents, parents, aunts, 3 children, 1 bathroom. In 59, my family had all passed away, and during the years, they had added on bathrooms, and there were 4 bathrooms in this house. And I was so angry to think what a long time we had using 1 bathroom, and here everybody's dead, and I've got 4 bathrooms. yes, I went to Europe. And going through old letters, I found some written by the Geiger family, and that would be my grandmother's family over there. So that when they write dear cousin Mary or something, that first cousin, that means I would be the second cousin. Of course, yeah, we don't think much of second cousins, but in Europe, you know, to claim kin is very fine.
Mm.
I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I went over to see them. Yes. And they're typical Germans. What do I mean by typical? They just simply kind of are beautiful, big, rich people. They have fine families, boys and girls. There's a river in Munich, Eber. I don't know what the name is. But it's a perfectly beautiful river, and of course they do so much with their rivers over there that
mm-hmm.
we can't seem to do with them here. there are paths, walks, and now here's the river, and we just come a little short way, and this is a home. This is a new, elegant home that the cousin has built. They drive Mercedes, and they don't want,
mm-hmm.
they're fine, and they're very generous. But the house on this corner is magnificent. And I said to him, what's that out there? Nobody said anything because they don't speak English if they don't want to answer. So I got hold of one of the young ones who had been studying it in school, and I said to him, what's that house down there on the corner? And he said, it was the family home that was commandeered by the Americans. And they didn't want to live in it. So they built a new one on the next corner, which is all right. I don't know what's in it now. I really don't care. But they are in the lovely part of Munich. Like, what do we say? In Washington, we say Embassy Row, and that sets you up in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were on Embassy Road, a
mm-hmm.
beautiful winding road. And of course, I don't care what anybody says at all. I think that Germany is the most beautiful country,
mm-hmm.
as far as I can tell, and I'm not that good a judge. I thought Switzerland would be, but Switzerland is cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you are enchanted with Germany and let it be known, then everybody comes very effervescent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, I found not pleasant, even in the 60s. You go to the Vatican there, and I'm with 2 Catholics, and I'm the Protestant.